Fellow students describe Joe as a sullen loner. Professors notice not only his withdrawn demeanor, but the disturbing references to violence and murder in his writings. Lucinda Roy, a creative writing professor at Virginia Tech, took note of Joe's writing and volunteered to work with him privately. Roy found him distant and lonely and tried to convince Joe to get professional counseling without success.
I was very concerned because it seemed to me that he was writing from a place of anger, and I needed to make sure that, therefore, I met with him and talked with him and tried to find out what was going on.
In addition, police found a rambling note in Joe's dorm room expressing anger toward women and rich students. Police also said two women students had accused Joe of stalking them in 2005. Joe's parents were worried their son was suicidal at the time, and he was taken to a mental health facility for assessment and later released. As more details come out about Joe's troubled life, criminal experts say they see a disturbing but familiar pattern of behavior.
I've studied mass killers now for more than 25 years, and the motivation in almost every case is revenge.
Jack Levin is a criminologist at Northeastern University in Massachusetts.
These are individuals who feel that everyone is against them, or maybe all the students on the campus, or maybe the people in their family, or perhaps their coworkers at work. They don't blame themselves for their personal problems, and they have plenty of them. But they want to get even with those people they hold responsible for their miseries. And they get sweet revenge through the barrel of a semi-automatic.
In retrospect, Levin says there were plenty of warning signs in Joe's behavior, some of which were noticed by students and professors. Levin also says it's a pattern of behavior well known to those who study incidents of mass violence.
This young man looks very much like the other mass killers that I've studied over the last 25 years. He sought revenge against other students on campus. He was depressed for a long period of time. He blamed everybody but himself for his miseries. And he was a loner. He was socially isolated, so that when he got into trouble, he really had no place to turn.
Another expert, Princeton University sociology professor Catherine Newman, has a different take on the common description of mass killers as loners. Newman has written a book on the roots of school shootings in the U.S., and she was interviewed on The Early Show on CBS TV.
It's typically what the media says about school shooters, but in the research I've done, it's rarely actually the case. They're usually failed joiners, people who continuously try to join social groups and are rebuffed, and their daily experience is one of rejection and friction.
Experts agree that preventing similar incidents in the future is a daunting task. Jack Levin says early intervention for those who appear troubled, if possible, can make a difference.
We've got to get to individuals based on warning signs like depression and social isolation, frustration and anger, long before they decide they want to go out and kill 32 people. Then we can help them, and we might even prevent a murder or two.
Levin and other social and criminal experts are already drawing parallels between Joe and the two disaffected students responsible for the 1999 massacre at Columbine High School in Colorado. 12 students and a teacher died in that incident before the two shooters killed themselves. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.